inflation and benefits on the day the DWP informed me that my state pension would increase by £11 a month. My energy company, EON Next, Emma helped to say it was increasing my monthly direct debit by 50%, an extra £40 payment. Going to bed earlier and putting on more clothing won't shield me from this legal thievery. Of course, my paltry pension rises because the Tory government froze the triple lock for pensions, whereby the pension rises whatever is the highest, inflation, average wage growth, or 2.5%, at last September's inflation rate of 3.1% instead of the current 8%. Like millions of other households, my council tax has also gone up. And to top off the cost of living crisis, food inflation, for most people's shopping baskets, is about 15%. Okay, so warmer weather is coming, and I should go on a diet, but the worst hit to millions on small fixed incomes is still to come. Next autumn, the energy price cap will be lifted again, and general price inflation is likely to still be spiraling upward. Still, I'm sure Rishi Sunak will be empathizing with me. Simon Carter, East London.